Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
What's the most painful beauty treatment that you've ever experienced? 404-263-0941 to share your story, or text us 51539. Asking because of Curtis's latest experience. Okay, buddy, what happened to you?
All right. You guys know I'm all about self-care. I try to keep myself looking presentable, you know, but of course, since the pandemic, I haven't kept up with like normal things I like to keep up with. So over the weekend, I was going to have a spa day. I went and I got my hair cut. I got a massage.
Treat yourself.
Right. Treat yourself, fool. And I got my eyebrows done. And after the eyebrow service was over, the lady said that they had other services.
Upcharge.
She saw dollar signs.
Oh, yeah.
I asked, what other services do you offer? She says, we offer nose and ear hair waxing. Okay. My ears, you're not putting hot wax in my ears. But, of course, I get everything else waxed. So I'm thinking, okay, how bad can a nose hair wax be?
Curtis.
Right. So, obviously, she just finished reading Dante's Inferno, because she came back with this popsicle stick with hot lava on it straight from the pits of hell that she rammed in my nose, and she pressed down my nostrils just to make sure that the wax would stick to the nose hair. Okay.
Okay, did you have a lot of nose hair hanging out?
I didn't think so. When I asked, you know, is this a suggestion or do I really need this? She says, well, it just needs to be addressed.
Which is her nice way of saying, if you want to get a date, you need to get up in this nose.
Right. Bushwhacker Bob. Right. A whole Pomeranian is in my nose. So she said, lay back and just be comfortable and just breathe.
Oh, no.
I lay back and I brace. The only thing she didn't do is put her foot on my chest for leverage. When she yanked those popsicle sticks with that hot wax on it out of my nose, I saw Jesus, I saw stars, and I discovered six new planets in the solar system.
So, okay, did she do one stick at a time, like where you did one nostril, and then you had to sit there and wait for the next round of pain to come?
Mm-hmm, she sure did. She yanked one, and then she put the thing in my face. Look how much hair is on this. I'm like, girl, calm down. Looks like a dust bunny. But she put it all up in my face. I tell you, I'm not sure if I would do it again.
Did your eyes water?
Oh, yeah. My eyes watered. My eyes watered like mad hell.
Curtis, was there a lot? Like, were you surprised at the amount of hair that she pulled out?
I was really shocked. Honestly, it looked like a porcupine. All these straight hairs just stuck straight out of this wax. It was so disgusting. I didn't realize I had that much hair in my nose.
So like the arts and crafts table, and somebody glued some cotton balls on a popsicle stick.
Basically.
Oh, how long did the pain last?
It was brief. It was maybe like 5 seconds per pull. But the thing is, it wasn't just two pulls, you know, one pull per nostril. Mm-mm. She put one stick on top, one stick on bottom.
Oh, no.
In both nostrils. So it was four sticks she had to pull. But after
four?
That first stick, I started saying, this is the dawning of Aquarius.
I mean, considering she was so far up there, did you get tested for COVID?
Right? Right? I thought she gave me like a brain massage or something.
Oh, friends. All right. What's the most painful beauty treatment that you have ever gotten? Join us and tell the story. 404-263-0941 is our phone number. And 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. All right, Curtis, we're going to make you feel better with some of these stories. Ready from the 678?
I hope so. Yes.
She says, in high school, I got my eyebrows waxed and she did not test the temperature of the wax.
No.
Needless to say, when she pulled off the wax and hair, she also took my skin.
Oh.
Walked out of there with a third degree burn and one eyebrow waxed. She said, first was a trip to the hospital for a skin graft, followed by a threading studio to fix my second eyebrow.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. I don't feel so bad now.
They still charged her full price.
I still can't believe you got your nose waxed. I didn't even know that was a thing.
I can breathe so much better. It's so weird. There's no, really? Like, you know, all this hair that's
Mark,
blocking
I feel like
my
if
breathing.
If you did it, it'd be like the Redwood Forest.
Oh, no, yeah. Now, you could use it as a down comforter if you wanted to.
All right, friends, what's the most painful beauty treatment you ever experienced? 404-263-0941 or text us at 51539. We want to hear your stories. Make Curtis feel a whole lot better. Group therapy continues next on Star 94.1. This is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
What's the most painful beauty treatment you've ever experienced? Asking because Curtis just got his nose hair waxed off. Curtis, yeah. Can you, in just a quick recap, if somebody's jumping into the conversation, tell us what that felt like?
Right. So this weekend, of course, I had, you know, I got my haircut, my eyebrows done, and the lady suggested that I get my nose hair waxed. And when she pulled, and I almost passed out and, you know, lost my breath and came to, I was like, nope, I'm done. I am done.
All right. So your story might make Curtis feel a whole lot better. Sarah in Noonan is here to help out. Hey, Sarah.
Okay, so I had been going to get laser hair treatment in my bikini area. Ooh. And that was bad enough.
Yeah.
But I went for a follow-up visit, and they decided that they were going to stop using numbing cream first. It's really painful with numbing cream, so I hesitated, but it's a really expensive procedure, so I was like, okay. I'm telling you, I came up out of that chair. It's like somebody took a lit cigar to my private area.
Oh, baby. Ow. You have
it
me
was
clenching.
Not fun. I was close by Ulta, so I ran across the street, and I ran in there, and I'm just, like, running around, and the lady's looking at me. I was like, I need numbing cream. I need numbing cream. Give me numbing cream.
You're like, help me, please.
I don't recommend getting it done if the place does not use numbing cream.
Wow.
Thank you, Sarah. Does that make you feel better, Curtis?
Oh, my gosh. So much better. You're not going to my nether regions.
All right, 404-263-0941 or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. Mark, you see any texts coming in?
From the 404, I went for a Brazilian and she waxed my bits shut.
How is that even possible?
Is that possible?
What? I have had a bikini wax before too, and I'm telling you, she cranked that tractor like she was starting a lawnmower. And I have never, I mean, I truly levitated off that table at least 14 inches because it hurt so bad. And I think the worst part was waiting for the next side. I was like, that's just the far side. I have to do this again. It was too much pain for me. Mark, have you ever had a beauty treatment that was painful?
You know, I've got a mouthful of fake teeth, and my most recent round, so the night before, they gave me a Valium. The morning of, they gave me a Valium. And they gave me gas the day of. So I felt like it was a little extreme, but the reality was it was to calm me down because they were drilling screws into my jawbone.
Oh, no.
And the hammering was so hard, my eyeballs were rattling from the inside.
Oh, you're my kidding. Gosh.
Yeah, it was
That's
intense.
What it's like to get veneers?
These were my back teeth. The veneers up front, what they do is they shave your teeth down to little Rice Krispies, and then they shove temporaries up in there,
and then
they pull the temporaries out, and then they put the new chiclets in.
Yep. Owie.
It ain't a pretty process, but like waxing, the final product is impressive.
Right. Yeah. You better like the final product if you're going through that. All right, 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, 404-263-0941. Kent in Lawrenceville is here to make you feel better, Curtis. Hey, Kent.
So, yeah, I have a story, too. About 10 years ago, I was kind of going through a metrosexual phase. I was, like, tanning a lot, wearing a lot of, like, slim clothes. This one afternoon, I thought it would be a good idea to get my chest waxed. You know, I'd kind of been getting a little hairy there, you know, a little bit Teen Wolf going on. There's no easy way to say this. I'll just say it, whatever. They waxed my nipple off.
What?
Yeah.
No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah. I'm currently holding mine. Yeah. Oh, what? No. Yeah, how did you react? What happened?
It was the most painful thing ever. Like, I'd like to think that I was tough, but I'm pretty sure I just fell on the ground crying.
Kent, you've got to know, what did they do with your nipple? Because it wasn't on you anymore.
It was on the paper. They put it on ice. It wasn't the whole thing. It was just like kind of the top pointy part. And
I am sitting here holding my breast right now.
Does it grow back?
No. It never grew back, but it pretty much stayed where it was. Like I couldn't really reattach it. It's not really how that works. So I just have it in my office now.
What?
Just to remember, you know, that I survived through a gauntlet and, you know, got through it on the other side. Okay.
So there's a picture of my family. There's my bowling trophy. There's my nipple. There's my diploma.
Oh my God. Yeah, pretty much.
Kent, thank you, I think, for sharing your story with us. Have a great day.
I feel great. I feel fabulous right now.
Aren't you glad it was just nose hairs?
Just nose hair, not my nipple. Mm-mm.
Wow.
No.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.